Samach Vav Amid Aleph. And the Gemara had just about three cases. And again, this is Abaye's opinion, that the reason they had Echad is Neman to tell a person that something went wrong. It's interesting. Lahatir and Eid Echad is Neman. To say things are okay, we trust in Eid Echad. But to say that things are bad, it only is believed because it's coupled with a Shtika Kaidah, that the guy is admitting it, which means the Rishayim speak out that according to Rashi, it's only when the guy could have known. Because if he couldn't have known, he can't deny nor admit. So he's saying, you knew, or you could have, you knew about this, or you could have known about this. And the guy doesn't say, I don't know. He doesn't say it's not true. He keeps quiet. So Shtiki Kaidah is what makes it work. That's how Abaye is learning. And he said it in three cases. He said it in the case of Achal Techelev, he said it in the case of Nitmuta Risecha, and he said it in the case of Sharcha Nirva. And the question is, why did he have to say it in three cases? We are a Samach Vav Amid Aleph, 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth line from the top. Does the Gemara Tzrichut, I need all three cases. The Ashmina Hakamaisa, if you would only say the first case, I would say that's considered an admission. Because he loved the Kimli Benavshe David Chulam Bazara. If he's not admitting, if not in the fact that he realizes he taka did it, Chulam Bazara Lavi Maisi. There's a big Aveira bringing a carbon when you're not high of a carbon. So if you don't think you ate it, or you're not sure you ate it, why would you want to bring a carbon? You're playing around with fire. You're bringing Chulam Bazara. Therefore, keeping quiet means you're admitting. You're bringing a carbon. You're willing to bring a carbon because of that. That's why Shtiki Kaidah. Avo, Nitmutari Secha. But when a guy tells a guy, you're Taris or Tameh, you know, the guy says to himself, big deal. So I won't eat it when I'm Tar. I'll eat it when I'm Tameh. Every person is Tameh at times. Right? A person that lives with his wife is Tameh for one day. So we'll eat it then. Person that touches a mate, tummy for 7 days. There's enough times in a person's life that he's tummy, so when you tell him his food is tummy, not the end of the world. So he keeps quiet. It's not worth fighting about. Not because he agrees that it's tummy. He says to himself, who cares anyway? Not that much of a difference. Not worth arguing about. Not because he's agreeing that it happened. Not a dog. Because it's not worth fighting about. Because it's not a big deal. The Ashmin and Habish and the Kamasa made the rest. Still, the Maisa, he's tar most days, and he's not going to be able to eat it, so he would fight about it. All Sharcha Nirva does is he can't bring it as a carbon. How many animals does a guy use as a carbon? He can eat it, he can work with it, it's not awesome to him. It's a regular animal vis-a-vis him. So I should fight about the guy whether I can bring it as a carbon out. So I won't bring this animal to carbon. Tzricha, that's why Abaye says in all three cases, no. The keeping quiet is an admission, not because he has a cheshman that it's not worth fighting about. Because if he didn't agree, he would have said something that I don't agree. I'm not sure. I don't know. He doesn't say anything. It's an admission. Don't think that sometimes keeping quiet is avoiding rather than arguing. No, keeping quiet is an admission, and that's why Abaye says it in all three cases.
What was the case of Chulam Bazara? Which one was that case?
First case, Achal Techelev. If the guy wasn't sure, if he's not admitting, he would say, I don't know. I'm not sure. He's bringing Chulam Bazara. Rashi, I just want to do Rashi. Don't you, Rashi? Tzricha Lashmina Bekulam Vishtikasa Yadohi. Kasi Lei B'mei Tumasai. But like Ichbaslay, he doesn't care. But Labay Dohi, not admitting. But Mutarim L'Tayrim, and you don't believe the Eid Echad. Labay Gadim is Be'achayim, even like Ichbaslay L'Achichay. Not worth it arguing. Wait, don't me lahave, but it's not an admission. Mutul Akrava. If again, Rashi is the only reason we believe the Eid Echad is because the guy admits. He's not admitting. Tzricha, that's what we need all three cases. Yes, doctor.
I think just a clarification in my mind. Yesterday you said that the sodomized ox was killed. However, I believe you also said there were two witnesses.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
there's only one witness, or if the owner comes in and says, my animal committed bestiality, we don't kill him. That tells me that we don't kill a shahr unless we have two witnesses, just like a human being. Animal rights. Same thing, we can't use it as a carbon. But that's not the case. The question is why Abaye said it. We answered that. You want to come up with a different case, but that's not what Abaye said. No, that's not the Chiddush. The Chiddush is, I would think, that in this case, Shtika Klai does not apply, so Abaye says it does apply. So we don't say that the guy says it's not worth arguing about.
But the bottom line is, when he played it, he went, she did it, cut up. The animal wasn't a guilt.
Right.
So he's not out of it.
Again, the question is, why did Abaye have to tell me that the thing is usher for a carbon? Because he's admitting. We said it by the other two cases. The answer is, if you said it in the other two cases, you would say this case is not an admission, and it's mutter for a carbon, so it's not worth his arguing about. Kamash l'man Abaye, that it is an admission, and it becomes possible for carbon. Again, we're operating with Rashi's chat in the Gemara and Tyson's chat, that Abaye Shita is that the reason Eid Echad is Nemar is not because of the strength of the Eid Echad, because the Eid Echad elicited a Haidah. He got an admission, and it's the admission that accomplishes it. And therefore, according to Rashi Shita, it would only be if the owner had an ability to know and is keeping quiet as an admission. If he couldn't have known, he can't admit. If somebody tells him your Taurus in San Francisco became Tamei, that Vira of San Francisco is Tamei anyway, but, right, if somebody tells him that, his keeping quiet means nothing. How is he supposed to know? In this Rashi sheet, this is all in cases that he could have known. We run into a little bit of a problem in the Gemara as we go along with this Shita, but this is Rashi Shita, and Tyson's Shita, so that's how we're going to learn.
So the case of Bazara, in this case, he did not know.
Again, if he did not know, he would say, I don't know. He kept quiet. The question is that admitting? Or is
someone else knows something about your property that you don't know?
Again, that Eid Echad is not Neman by himself. That's right. Again, we're learning Rashi. Rashi's saying that Abaye says an Eid Echad is not Neman to tell a person you ate Kalev. You wouldn't bring a carbon. He tells me I ate Kalev, that's not enough to make me bring a carbon. But if he tells me I ate Kalev and I know that I ate Kalev and I keep quiet, that I have to bring a carbon. So going to Rashi, Eid Echad just triggered Haidah. And the Haidah is what creates the halacha.
He should have been. Why
is it true?
He should be without the
Eid. This is the story. You want to argue on Rashi? I have no problem.
According
to Rashi, all the Eid Echad is doing is getting an admission. You're right. It's a very shvar job. Because we go around thinking Eid Echad Nema Bisur means Eid Echad has to believe. But the way Abaye is learning, the way Rashi is learning in Abaye, we're going to see Rav argues. But the way Rashi is learning in Abaye, and the Raya from Rashi is the Raya Tzrichav, Rashminam Bekulu Dishtikasa Haidahi. Rashi seems to say that the Chiddush in all three is that keeping quiet is an admission. What's Rashi saying that? If it's the power of the Eid Echad, what has it got to do with his admission?
So how about the case with the wife and this is what you're having here is not kosher or whatever it is. Let's say the wife says, someone's wife says something. He's not allowed, he's not in the kitchen.
So that's biyadai. I spoke out yesterday that if it's biyadai, they're neman anyway. if the Ein Echad had the ability to do what said was done, we believe him. Right? Somebody comes and said, this meat is kosher, I bought it at the Grove. We believe him because he could have bought it at the Grove. So there's no reason not to believe him. It's biyadai. I said, a woman is believed to say she went to the mikvah because it's biyada. She has the ability to go to the mikvah. Anything that a person has the ability to do, they're neman, that they did it.
So if a lady says, this meat that, unfortunately, this meat that I'm putting on the table is not kosher, can the husband eat it?
No. No. Well, honestly, according to Abaya, I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, according to Abaya, there's no shtiki kleidah, because husband, there's no way of knowing,
right.
And he doesn't have to trust his wife. Again, I wouldn't be hesitant to eat it, but that's my personal whole thing. I don't know whether it be usher for him to eat it. I don't know. Unless she said she bought it from Dave's from Purdue, and that's biyada. She had the ability to buy the tray for meat. But you're right. It ends up, according to Abaya, again, this is the way Rashi seems to learn. Other Rishonim argue. But according to Rashi and Tosfos, Abaya learns the nemanus of an erecha that's not biyadai is only because there's a shtika koydah after it. If not, the erecha is meaningless. Because let me explain something. Everybody agrees it's a gemara that if an erecha tells somebody you did something, he says, no, I didn't, the erecha is worthless. Erecha b'akosha loiklum. Somebody comes in and says, you ate treif. I'm sorry, this chaylum is, you ate chaylum. And he says, no, I didn't. No carb, nothing. And Erech is not believed against the denial. How about against it, I don't know? Rashi teaches that Abai is saying, against I don't know, he's also not believed. All he's believed is, if the guy keeps quiet, we have an admission. Why did the guy admit without the aid? I don't know. Yes, doctor.
I would seem to be one of the simple ways of understanding this. Is that according to Rashi says that there's no application of the idea that it takes two witnesses to establish truth. Just in this case, the silence of the vowel consists of making it into a witness in addition to the aid effort.
I don't want to call a witness. We go with his admission. I don't like to use the word witness on a litigant, on a person that's involved.
I'm just trying to say, there simply is no detail.
Yeah, I hear you. Exactly what he's saying, except if it's biyadai. If it's biyadai, then an erecha is believed. If the erecha could have done what he said was done, he's believed.
Absolutely.
Okay. Dr. Gemara writes, Yibayin Lohu, Ishtay Zintza Be'erechad B'shasak Mahu. An Ein Echad comes in and tells the husband, your wife was Mizana. And again, according to Rashi, he's telling the husband, your wife was Mizana in a way that you could know whether she was Mizana or not. Because if she can't know, then his admission means nothing. This guy keeps quiet, shtika kaita on tnus. Does that after a woman to her husband? Dr. Gemara. Because again, the way Rashi learns, all these cases are only because of admission. Again, that's what I said yesterday. The Rashi Shita is, an Erechad does not have an independent power if it's not B'yadai. It's only because there's an admission that happens after his testimony. So if he can't know, then it's not an admission. Somebody walks in and says, your wife was on a trip and she was Mizana. What can he say? He doesn't know. So keeping quiet is not admitting that it happened. How does he know? Amrabaya hihi nemal. Abaya says it's exactly the same. You're right. Sneaky koidah. It's not different. Exactly. This is Abaya.
Rabbi?
Yes.
When we say he's silent, is he completely silent? Is he says absolutely nothing? He doesn't say something like, how would you know?
Nothing. Absolutely silent.
If he if he does a body gesture, if he snorts, if he rolls his eyes.
I don't know. He says, I don't know. For sure, if he says it's not true, or he says, I don't know.
Yeah.
An echo would not be believed according to Abaya. Again, we're learning Rashi and Tysis. The other Rishonim have learned this whole Gemara differently, but we're not learning them, so we have to learn Rashi and Tysis. Rashi, the Rashi is the Zinzi made Echo, Klima Emele, Ein Echo, Ishtel, Zinza, Hu Shaisek, Ma'u Le Aser Ha'ed Alav, does it become Aser? The Abaya says, it's interesting, our Gemara says, Amra Abaya Nemon, Tysis quotes the Gemara, Amra Abaya Hihi, it's one and the same. Same thing. It's a different, much stronger way. It's exactly the same. This Sika Koida. The guy walks in and says, my wife was Mizana. She becomes Asa to him. Shabya Navshakatika di Zura. A guy can walk in with no anus. He says, Rabbi Sai, my wife was Mizana. What do I do? You tell him, hate to break the news to you, but you can't live with her anymore. That doesn't mean we believe him and punish her. It means vis-a-vis himself. He has to act like he was Mizana. There's no proven otherwise. He said it on himself.
You know, some later on, people came and they said, first aid was lying.
It's not an aid. It's the guy himself, vis-a-vis himself.
Or he himself.
The husband walks in and says, my wife was Mizana. I don't care what anybody else says. Vis-a-vis himself. He just asked her. If he admits to the aid, the same thing. He didn't say to the aid, I don't know. He didn't say to the aid, it's not true. He kept quiet. Abaya views keeping quiet as an admission. Exactly.
Even if people come after him.
Doesn't make a difference. He kept quiet. That's what worked.
Still,
everybody's having difficulty with this concept that Sikhi Kaidah is what makes the Eid Echad work here. Everybody's still dreaming of the fact that Eid Echad works on his own. It doesn't. If it's Eid Echad on his own, the two Eidim can slug him up. It's not. It's the admission. An admission is not changeable.
Until he says that, unfortunately, his wife was.
The minute an echad says it, he keeps quiet.
So, he went before he said it's a basis. If he knows that his way to basis.
If he knows his wife was Mizana, she's usher.
Even if he's not Mizana.
Even if he never shows up to basis. He might not tell us, and he keep on living with her in sin.
No, I'm asking, is it sin or not?
Absolutely in sin. Dr. Gemara Weitzer. Rabbi Amar Einan Emma. Zuck Tysus, Rava disagrees with Abaye's understanding of Eid Echad. It's not the Shtika Kaidah. It's the power of an Eid Echad. And it has nothing to do with his admission. Rava disagrees with everything I just said in Abaye for the last day. What it makes an Eid Echad believe is the Eid Echad. What makes the Eid Echad believe is an Eid Echad. One second. What makes the Eid Echad believe is the Eid Echad, not the admission. Therefore, by Dabar Shemarev, he's not believed. Dabar Shemarev, the Eid Echad is not believed. A husband believed to say, my wife was Mizana, Shavya Navshay Chatichad Yisura. Admission is not Shavya Navshay. It's not an admission. Keeping quiet is not an admission. Keeping quiet is ignoring, not reacting. It's the Eid Echad's power to say, Achal Techelev. It's the Eid Echad's power to say, Nit Mutari Secha. It's not the admission, it's the Eid Echad. It's what everybody's been thinking till now. Eid Echad's Nema Bitsurim on his own. This stink is not Kaidah, correct. That's what Rav is saying. And therefore, you need the Eid Echad. There's no Eid Echad. Eid Echad by Dabar Shemarev, it's not believed. The other three cases, it's Isser. We believe the Eid Echad. In this case, it's Dabar Shemarev. Rashi. Dr. Rashi? No Rashi. Yes, doctor.
It would seem this whole sugya so far. It has ramifications of something which has bothered me for 30 years, which is Lawrence Sosa says that if a woman has soot, then the punishment is pushed off. Some say that there's no evidence. And, you know, what happens is they go back to the temple, and the two of them have relations with man and wife, which would seem to involve the husband and his horizon.
No, it's not.
Since in this case, I mean, it's interesting. I've taken this to several people who have had the Gedolia trail, and they've never mentioned it. It seems to be extremely relevant that because he does not have any knowledge of her actually in physically unfaithful, she excluded herself, but says that this is not it.
Correct.
So I wonder what, nobody's ever mentioned that.
Again, I'll say the following. Again, I don't want to get involved in this with you, so if a woman's mizan and her husband never finds out he lives with her, he did an avera b'shtaygig the rest of his life. Not responsible. He has no reason to have to worry about that maybe his wife was mizana. He's a fine lady. Why should he be afraid that his wife was mizana? He did the right thing. How they treated Shemayim, I don't know. If he finds out down here, there's not a carbon anyway. It's not a avera you bring a carbon for. So obviously upstairs they will treat him as a guy that had no knowledge and is not responsible. I don't know, but it is a sin, except he's a sin that he's not responsible for. I'm not going to check. Doesn't know. However, the Gemara cites it's more than that. It's a Torah said you are allowed to go have that relationship. There the Torah said to him, it's not us, sir. It's not like you're living in sin and you don't know about it. It's not a sin. By him taking her to the Beis HaMikdash and her drinking and walking got exonerated, the Torah is saying, it's not a sin now. It's not your problem anymore. It's much more than the guy that doesn't find out something. The guy that doesn't find out something never got a hetra taira. He relied on halacha that said, don't accuse your wife of being mizana, which is fine, which means he didn't commit an avera that we would punish him for. What happens upstairs, I'm not upstairs, I don't know. But he did do an avera. In this case, the Saite didn't even do an avera, because the Torah specifically allowed him to go back and live with her. So the Torah is saying, it's our problem if she was mizana and we cover for her, not your problem.
However, of relevance is what one Rav Shiva says, which is that on Das Day, that a person who is sonic will never come on a wife.
Okay, again.
Therefore, that he does, because the problem is with what you said, that a shogeg has various responsibilities to the cognitive experience.
Is it not in this avera of living with his wife when she was mizana?
No, obviously not. The love is not, but it would seem to say that there is a category.
Again, upstairs. I don't know what happens upstairs. Down here, a person doesn't have to worry about things he doesn't have to worry about. Enough to worry about without looking for new things.
How about somebody wants to go upstairs and say, I'm a shogeg?
How about a...
How about a rumor?
This is how long we had in Yavamas about rumors. That lasts a day and a half, that didn't last a day and a half, do we break up a marriage, do we don't break up a marriage? It was machlokes over there. So I think of my advice. Have a dover shebereva, pein dover shebereva pachas mishnayim. Amar Abaye menamin Allah. So now Abaye is going to prove his point by the case of Zvus. And this is where Rashi's chat runs into a little bit of a difficulty, but I can't change Rashi's chat. Now who Samya, there was a blind person, the Amoraim of those days had people that were photographic memories that knew Brises. They weren't Amoraim necessarily, but they knew they were like a computer of Brises. So when Amoraim used to have them in their yeshiva, so when they learned the sugya, Mr. Brisenower would tell you all the Brises. And the Amora would be able to figure out shot in the Brisa. So the yeshivas had these people, the photographic memory people, that organized Brises in front of the Amoraim so that Amoraim could say shot and pask in the Shilas. Not every Amora knew every Brisa. These people were photographic memories that memorized Brises. Lahavdo, they were the computer that are all the brises listed. Not necessarily did they know Pshat in the brises. But they told the brises to the Amira, who knew a lot of brises but didn't know all the brises. And these Amiroim, these people, they're sometimes called Tanoim, but they're really not a Tana. They are teachers of brises. And one of these people was a blind person, and he knew all these brises, and he used to be learning Shmuel's yeshiva. He was Shmuel's source of brises. And one day, he didn't show up. Yom Echad Nagala, he was late. Vilayv Kasi, didn't come. Shadr Shlicha Batrei. So Shmuel asked somebody, go to his house and get him. I need him. At the other Shlich B'chadarcha, while the Shlich was going to the house in one way, Asi'i B'chadar, he came a different way. So they didn't meet on the way. The Shliach went to the house. Meanwhile, he was coming on a different road. He asked the Shliach, when the Shliach came back, Amar Ishtar Zinza. He said to the guy, I want you to know your wife was Mazana. Now, this is the difficulty, because according to Rashi, it has to be a case that the husband could have known. From the story, is Mashma, that it happened without the husband knowing, because he went one way, came the other way. Whatever it is, the way Rashi learned, he told him your wife was Mazana, and you should know that she was Mazana. It happened in a way that you know. And he kept quiet. And he kept quiet. So now the question became, is the guy asked it to his wife? Asked to come to my Shmuel. They came and asked Shmuel. Is the guy asked it to his wife or not? He kept quiet when he was told his wife was Mazana. Is it enough, Sneaky Koida? And therefore she becomes Aser, or not. They came to ask Shmuel the question. Which the Gemara now means, if he's an honest aid, then Sneaky Koida. If the Shliach is a Goslin, if the Shliach is a person that's Puzzle Aidus, because he's not a trustworthy person, then Sneaky is not Koida. So if Shmuel says, I don't know the Shliach, I don't know whether he's an honest person or not. So if he's an honest person, your sneak is kind of. If he's a goslin, then the fact he didn't react just means because he's not an honest person. That's what Shmuel's answer was. My love, you think he's an honest person. So if you keep quiet to an honest person, it's sneaky kind of. Riot abaya. All there was one aid, and all the aid did was get a sneak up, and Shmuel was saying, that sneak is enough to answer the woman to her husband. It's only one aid. Terrence says, it's not the aid, it's the shtika. Except if the guy's a goslin, so you don't react to a Russia. A Russia comes in and says something, you don't have to react to him. It's not shtika goes up. Rashi. Look, Rashi. He didn't show up at the right time. Shadr Shmuel Shliach Vasrei Shemiren Lovai. So Shmuel sent the Shliach. Right? They should come. My Lavi Mehem Lachayat Kesher Eidecha. The Adata Boy Shainim Sule Eidus Lav Gazman Nohu. You know he's an honest person. Avka Hoyabla Kesheshai. You didn't deny it. You didn't say I don't know. You didn't say no. You kept quiet. And the guy's an honest aid. If he's a goslin, then Shliach is not going to. That's how Abaya proved his point. Yes.
He didn't know the person.
No,
he actually knew the Shliach.
Blind man knew him. I guess, but Shmuel was telling him, if you think he's a goslin, then your sneaker wasn't Zoydah.
If the
Gadolazor
came and said something, people would believe him, whether they know him or not.
Correct. But this guy was not the Gadolazor, he was the Shliach. He obviously was not the Gadolazor.
Right. Shmuel was not the Abbot.
Correct. Again, it's Shav Yanavshe. Avke means you got to get rid of her. There's a million reasons she's not Chayav. I should say a million. The whole number of reasons that she's not Chayav Misa. Question is, can he stay married to her? Something about Rava. How does Rava get out of this story? I'm going to ask for 30 seconds to explain this before people question. Because we paskin like Rava. And ein echad not neman. You're keeping quiet is meaningless. But sometimes you trust the person as if he were two edim, meaning whatever he told you is fact by you. I can't tell you whether you trust this guy like two edim, but if you really think it happened, don't stay married, sir. If you don't think it happened, you just heard it from him, you're not convinced that he's telling you the truth, you don't have to get rid of her. And that is not neman, and your shtik is not kind of. You need to wait for Davar Shebe'er. But sometimes you trust the person impeccably. You recognize what he said is the truth. If you really think it's the truth, then they said get rid of her. It's not, one second. Abai is saying a regular person that's believed like one, but he got a shtika kaida. It's the admission that answers her. Rava is saying the Eid Echad is answering her if you believe the Eid Echad like two. It's the regular Eid Echad would not answer, even if you keep quiet. We don't say shtika kaida. It's if you think that what he said is true, not you're keeping quiet, but inside you believe him, then don't get to stay married to her. This is the halacha l'maisa. There's a tshuva in the night of Yehuda. There's well, many tshuvas, but I picked one. Of a son-in-law that was misana with his mother-in-law. And he writes to the night of Yehuda that he wants to do tshuva. So part of the question is, does he tell his father-in-law? Should he tell his father-in-law, I was misana with your wife?
Next husband.
No, his father-in-law. He's still married to the guy's daughter. Again, this is what happened. So, the Rebbe Yehuda writes, if you think your father-in-law will believe you that it happened, you must leave to tell him. Because he thought it's his wife. If you don't think he'll trust you, then don't tell him. Then comes the clincher. Rebbe Yehuda says, to get tshuva, you're going to have to get your father-in-law to be meichu you for ruining his marriage. Have fun. I mean, maybe it isn't right, have fun. But that's what Rebbe Yehuda writes. Because it's a Beirat Mechavera. You asked his wife on him. And if he believes you, he's going to have to divorce her. That means you caused a breakup of his marriage. You have to get Mechila from him.
You have to pay for
Ksuba. We're not worried about money. Money's not an issue here.
But in other words, what's your status after
her? She loses her Ksuba. She was Mazana.
In this case, okay, that's the story, but in this case over here...
We're not talking about Ksuba. I don't know what happened.
Is she free to marry anybody that's...
He has to divorce her.
And now she's free to marry anybody who's mother to her.
Yeah, why not? Like every other divorcee. I think she would get the Ksuba because I don't know if he's believed to believe him, like to aid him to take away her money. I'm sorry?
She doesn't get the punishment of various things like that. However, there is a chiyuv on the husband's work.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she can't.
100%.
Yeah, I agree.
Not for that. I mean, he trusted him like to aid him. This is fasting in halacha. If somebody comes and tells a man, your wife was Mazana, whether he should have known about it, not known about it, and it's a guy like the God Ladar, and you trust him impeccably, get rid of your wife. If not, who's an Eid Echad? I don't believe him. I'm not convinced. We pass him like rubber. Yes, doctor.
That's actually one of Rav Einstetter's favorite stories. He uses it in a number of different ways. But just in terms of the power of trust, there's an interesting situation in St. Louis where all of the butchers were conservative. And Rav Belsky's clinic said that if you trust him, then you're able to buy meat from him. This went for a couple of years and then was kind of brought in meat and stuff like that. But this then extends to something which he said even further. There's a big snowstorm in St. Louis, which is like 4 inches. And the butcher that we used couldn't get into the store, and the Goyishan workers for him were selling the meat. And the Belgian boss, essentially, that was Twitter also, but that gives an idea of how far trust goes.
Okay, but that's the other way. So that's not clear, but answering a woman to her husband is
no,
the total
other
way. Right here.
Of the power of trust.
Right here. So I think of my advice, if I'm not buying law. Did I do Rashi? Rashi? No Rashi. Afka? Look at
that.
Yes.
About the story, but if she would say it was
forced, would
that help the situation?
Oh. Maybe. That wasn't the story in the Native Utah's case. It's a consensual relationship. V'yam Abaye Menami Nawa. Abaye said, how do I know? It brings another raya to his shita, the Tanya. Now we're going to have a long story here, and the raya won't be to the end of the story. So let's learn the story and have patience. Ma'aseh b'Yanei HaMelech. It was a story with Yanei HaMelech, who was a descendant of the Chashmonaim. Shalach l'kuchlin shebemidbar. He went to a section of the Midbar called Kuchlin. V'kibesh sham shishim krachim. And he conquered 60 cities. V'chzarasa ha'esameach simcha g'dayla. When he came back, he was extremely happy. V'kar l'chokach me'yisrael. He called all the Chachamim, Amalahem, and he made a party. And he said, our forefathers, when they came back from Babel, were so poor that all they could eat was salted fish or salted vegetables, preserved vegetables. That's all they had to eat. They were so poor. We're rich. But we want to eat the same thing, Zechel Aviseinu. We have to be able to thank the Rabbi Nishlam. We see how far we've gotten. We went from people who built the Beis HaMikdash under extreme poverty, and now, Baruch Hashem, I just conquered 60 cities. But we're going to eat the same food to remind what it is that what the Rabbi Nishlam did for us. The Helu Melucha Melshachon HaShotav. They brought preserved vegetables, and they served it on golden tables, because the bottom line is, they were very wealthy. Salted vegetables. That's so the
point.
Because you're eating the same food they ate in poverty.
You want to remember that?
Because you want to thank Hashem for the nace. You thank Hashem when you contrast. Look how far we've come.
The contrast would be good food.
No. Contrast is, good food is what you would eat now. Contrast is, remember what we ate then. That's the contrast. Right. This is the story. So far, nothing to do with Eid Echad. Bayis Sheni. Chashmonaim, which means the second half of Bayis Sheni. Weiter. Ach hayusham ish echad, hayusham echad, ish late, cynic, levra, bad heart, ubliyau. And a guy with no yoke, meaning a bad person. Evil. Belazar ben Pura Shemai. Gemara identifies him. His name was Elazar ben Pura. Vayomer Elazar ben Pura liyane HaMelech. And Elazar ben Pura says to Yane HaMelech, Yane HaMelech, libam shepushim alecha. I want you to know the Talmid HaChachamim. Remember in those days there were Prushim and Zukim? The Prushim don't like you. They have a tine on you. They're not happy with you. And the Gemara is going to explain why they were not happy with him. So Yane said, Amoasa, so what should I do? They didn't do anything wrong. They don't like me. He says, Hakim Lehem Betzit Shemeda Nechab. Put on the tzitz. Now, that would trigger, because as we will see soon, the Chachamim were questioning his ability to serve as a Kohen Kosher. And to incite them to put on the tzitz, he was a Kohen Gadol, they would react and say, Yanai, please, you're not so simple, you're allowed to be Kohen Gadol. That's what Elazar ben Pura wanted. He wanted to get that reaction that the Prushim would have when Yanai claims Kohuna Gedayla. He was a Kohen. He came from Chashmonaim. But as we will see later, there was a question about his kashrus. And if it was a question about his kashrus, he's not allowed to be Kohen Gadol. And he was going to be Kohen Gadol, and he was going to put on the tzitz, I am Kohen Gadol, which would get the reaction that Elazar ben Pura wanted to get the Chachamim into trouble. So Vayayimel Lazim Averet. So he said, Hayashem Sakin Echad. Yehuda Begadid Yishma. Hakim Lam Tzitzayena. He put on the tzitz. Hayashem Sakin Echad. Yehuda Begadid Yishma. There was an old man there. His name was Yehuda Begadid. Vayayimel Yehuda Begadid Yanei Melech. Yanei Melech. Rav Lach Kesher Malchus. Isn't he enough that you're king? Hanach Kesher Kuhuna Lazar Shalaren. Why don't you let a kasher a kin of iron be kind of little? Shaya Imrim, because the rumor had been, more than a rumor, as the Gemara will say, that Imai Nishmas Vimadiyam, that Yanai's mother had been captured by Goyim, and the Shvuya is Asa to a Kayan, and Yanai's father had married her, even though she's Asa to a Kayan, and therefore he's a Chalo, he's a rabbinic Chalo, and he shouldn't be Kayan Gadol. So they said to him, Yanai, you're king. Why aren't you satisfied with that? What do you have to be Kayan Gadol for? And the reason Chazal didn't want him to be Kayan Gadol is they questioned his kashrus. By Yevukash HaDavar, they researched it, and it wasn't found that he was Pasul Lekula. It wasn't found, meaning that they searched it and they found that he's kashrus to be a Kayan Gadol. By Yibadku Chachma Yisrael Bizam. And the Chachma Yisrael left, and Yanai was very angry. Because they just pulled him through a thing for knowing that he was kosher. And they had said he's puzzled. He was very upset at them. By Yayim Elazar Pimpira Yanai HaMelech. So good old Elazar Pimpira accepts the Yanai HaMelech. Yanai HaMelech, had you to be so kachudinai, about the Melech. What? They left. No, it says they left when he was angry. It doesn't say how the Suda ended.
Angry.
Well, Bazaar means anger. I said that. He was angry at them. Fine. By Yoyim Elazim and poor Yanai HaMelech. Yanai HaMelech, Hedi Shibisohu Kach. I get the commoners are treated this way, Bechazel. Atem Melech Mekayin Gadol Kachu Dilcha. Look what they did to you. You're a king in a Kayin Gadol, and they dragged you through the mud. Taking advantage of Yanai HaMelech's anger, trying to get them, this Elazim Buri is evil, wants them to get to punish the Chachamim. So he incites them more. You saw how they treated you? So Yanai said, Moessa, what can I do? So he told him, Matashimei Atasi, Shimei Atasi, right, say, if you listen to me, trample them, kill them. So Yanai said, Tayra Mateela, these are the Chachamim. It's in the Arnakaitish. The Torah is right there. It's wrapped up. Call right to Luba. We don't need them. Anybody can learn. Yanai HaMelech, by not answering, showed he was not Pekaris. He should have answered, you're right. Tyrus of Iksav is available, but Tyrus of Abem, he did not respond. He accepted Elazar ben Purim's words that Tyrus is available. Not. Without Chazal, you don't have Tyrus of Abem. Miyad batuta sorah ide Elazar ben Purim. The bed sprouted because of Elazar ben Purim. The Yehargu kochach Yisrael. Shimon ben Shetach ran away. He was the queen's brother. By Eilam B'Shtaymin, it was desolate. No Tyrus of Apeh, Atzibah Shimon B'Shetach, the Hexes apparently Yishma. This is the story. This is the story. Now, Abai is going to prove from this story about an Eid Echad. Let's see Rashi. Dr. Rashi, let's catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi, L'kuch L'Shem Medina Shem Yanai HaMelech.
Yanai did not show any of Kohen Gadol's either garb or whatever it is. It's like the first time it was ever come about. It's hard to believe. Before this, what? They didn't hear that he did.
He wasn't Kohen Gadol. I guess this is when he claimed. Pashup Shat, this is when he announced that he's the Kohen Gadol. Pashup Shat. Not others learn differently, but I'm going to stick to that Pashup Shat without getting involved no more. That's the Rashi.
And the queen was from
he was his wife.
She was from
what? Who cares?
Shimon ben Shetach
is her brother. Her name was Shlantia, same as Queen. Shlantia was her name. She's a famous queen. She was Shimon Ben Shattuck's sister. No idea who cares what she was.
He was
we don't know that he wasn't. Not that it makes a difference. Yes, doctor. I don't know what shemen kukli is. It's oil of plant called kukli. Kumbai to kulia. They grab the meluach alisiach. I don't know what the words mean. They were poor. They spent money on work. To remember the poverty of our forefathers. To thank Hashem that He gave us success and made us rich. They're your enemies. They're not happy in your success. How do I know it's true? Put the tzitz on your forehead. The yamda regleim. They'll get up. It's Hashem kosevai. The shame is there, right? So they'll have to get up for it. Maybe God will sleep them, and they will reveal what they think. The avodah the last half of do clever bag base. Why is he wearing the tzitz? It's not the time of the avodah. Big tikkunah. Didn't let us them. It's a lot of words. Big tikkunah. I'm sorry. It's a big shayla if he wore shalom b'shas avayda. It's not like it, but it's not the point here. Here the point is, he was allowed to wear it anyway, so he wore it.
He was not acting as Kohen Gadol till now.
That's partial b'shas, correct.
Somebody else was Kohen Gadol.
I don't know. I guess so. So I remember Iman Nishmas from Amadiyam, l'kach michubay. That's why they made a machar. So I prushim I remember Iman Nishmas from Amadiyam, krach shabes chashmanoy, it was the city of chashmanoy, v'shvuyip tzulu l'kunah. But Nasa Abib and him Tchalo. And his father married her, and now he's Tchalo.
At first thought, the Jewish Shem Shemayim. Right now, what part is he upset about?
The fact about he got angry that they're questioning his kashrus. Nobody wants to hear the question.
They may know something he doesn't know.
Again, nobody wants to hear that they're puzzled.
But if it's true, nobody wants to hear it, even if it's true. But they don't want to hear it. But if it's true, that means you're not a Kohen Gadol, right?
Exactly.
Where's Yannai in the status of a
group
guy?
Again, it got very personal. People don't like to be told things.
But then he would be doing
Avodah,
and he's not a
Kohen Gadol. He's not a Gusher Kayan, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Again, but he doesn't want to hear about it.
I believe for 80 years, the Kohen Gadol was bought by people who are not joyful, and they thought that they were all capable. People are willing to do a lot of things to have Kohen Gadol written on it.
Anyway.